And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Taxi operators in Kapirimpongi call on government to permanently address the fuel crisis. The construction of Church Road in Mutendereza section area almost complete. In African news, there are two non-gang members killed in South Africa at Bontewell. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some taxi operators in Kapirimpongi district have called on government to find a long-lasting solution to the fuel crisis, which keeps resurfacing time and again. Joshua Chewe has lamented to Kombon Radio News, recounting how the fuel shortage tends to impact negatively on the business sales as transport operators. Mr. Chewe says there is need to address this perpetual fuel situation, which when arises has drastic consequences on social and economic development, as everything literally comes to a standstill.
Yeah, situation yena hivi pamwe rasanga kwati abarwere bare chama iri ngiri na barwere bare sanga kwati ratamere kutimena taxi driver chenu musende basanga kwati bare barwere bara jama imbi kwati itwashire ikara tu ukwamba tipa Monday Tuesday tamari fiwa mukapiri so tuarisa jama ifa rachi tika fako pati hili yabo nse miyoto kashari ikara takuri ukwenda so wala kutumina abaruwele kuno takuri haba mafumo kuno matuwele kutuwele takuri kubatengi so shari ya nito kuranda pama jesa haya abaruwele haba mafumo nina nabambi shu ya maishu ya para kwa tipa kaskuru haba ane miyoto kukuma siku zuku tari so shari ya nito kuranda pari yonishita tabare na pari yonishita tureto tera sana vale petroleum bauno.
Mutendere Ward 34 Councillor Boniface Chibeka has announced that the church road construction in Section A is nearing completion. Mr. Chibeka says that the contractor had halted works due to delayed payments from the Lusaka City Council LCC. However, after engagement with the councillor, the contractor had agreed to resume work as the local authority has cleared the payment.
Midway, because he was not being paid by the council, but as we've made some efforts, and I think that issue of being paid, it has been resolved after about close to 3 months, and the people were complaining in the wards due to dust and also blockage of the road called the Church Road. So as of today, I've spoken to the contractor, and he has also told me that they have resolved the issue of money and the payment. So, meaning that I expect him to start today, and that's the agreement we have made. And we also agreed that within 2 weeks, he should do completely the CDF works.
Some residents of Mufurila have raised concerns over the growing number of requests for motorbike riders in the Central Business District CBD. Eyewitnesses report that many riders operate without registration and routinely flout traffic rules, posing serious risks to motorists and pedestrians. Local motorists claim that most of the motorbikes are unregistered, urging the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, to step in and regulate the sector. Residents suggest that Mufurila could take a cue from Kitwe, where authorities have banned motorbikes from the CBD to reduce traffic accidents and improve safety. Efforts to obtain a comment from RTSA on the matter proved futile by broadcast time. National Association of Smallholder Farmers Executive Director Franz Kayula has urged the banks for lending funds to smallholder farmers to put systems in place to ensure recipients succeed and can repay their loans. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Dr. Kayula has stated that there is need to secure the initiative's long-term sustainability and avoiding future excuses for smallholder farmer failures. He has indicated that there is need to implement proactive measures to prevent a farmer failure rather than relying on credit guarantee funds after defaults, especially in the events of calamities. Dr. Kayula also warned that relying solely on localized approaches risks benefiting only those farmers near banking locations, thereby potentially neglecting hardworking farmers in remote areas who play a crucial role in the national economy.
And if they give only those that are along the line of rail and miss out those who are serious farmers, then we are having a challenge. What are we contributing to our food system in this country? It will be very little, because most of those that are in town, they're just doing a little backyard garden or small farms, small madimba somewhere, and as long as they pay back, the bank will not worry. But should the calamity before, those guys will not be able to pay back, and then the bank will be running to the credit guarantee fund if they are partners to for payments. First of all, we must put in place measures to ensure that those that receive do not fail, and that's what we are calling for banks to do.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Negative 52 then 333.
That's my number, the one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits. It's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamene chalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, ni easy.
50 kg kalembula to 50.